Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek He Mishnah Gimel. When kosher wine is left within the vicinity of an idol worshipper, a Jew has to guard it to make sure that the idol worshipper is not going to touch it and make it forbidden because of Yayin Nesech or Stam Yenam. But you don't have to have a Jew there constantly watching at all times. A Jew could simply leave the idol worshipper there alone with the fear that he'll come back and a Jew is going to catch him tampering with the wine. We'll continue to talk about that over the next few Mishnayot. Mishnah says, Oved kochavim shaya ma'avid mi'Yisrael kadei yayin mi'makom l'makom. If there was an idol worshipper who was helping a Jew move jugs of wine, barrels of wine from one place to the other, and the Jew left the Gentile momentarily alone with the wine, the status of the wine depends on what happened. If the wine was left in a state of supervision where the idol worshipper thought that the Jew could return at any moment, that he's about to pop back in, that he had no clue where the Jew went, then the wine is permitted because the idol worshipper is afraid that the Jew is going to return at any moment and catch him touching the wine. Im hodi'o shehu maflig, kedei sheyishtom veyistom veyigov. If the Jew told him that he's going to be far, then the wine would be prohibited if the Jew stayed away long enough for the idol worshipper, number one, to make a hole in the seal of the barrel, to seal the hole, and then to allow it to dry before the Jew returns. Since the idol worshipper knows that the Jew is going to be away for a little bit of time, he's not going to be nervous to tamper with it, to play with the barrel, to do something to the wine, because he's confident that he'll have the ability to hide all of the evidence before the Jew comes back. So therefore, the wine would be prohibited if the Jew stayed away long enough for all of this procedure to get done. But the next Tana says that the wine's not prohibited unless the Jew is away for an even longer amount of time. Rashubag Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kedei Sheyiftach V'yaguf V'tigov. The wine would only be prohibited if the Jew stayed away long enough for the idol worshipper to open, to remove the seal, to make a new seal, and then to allow it to dry. That would be in a longer amount of time. Says that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the idol worshipper wouldn't risk doing what he's doing, of opening up the barrel, unless there was a extended period where he could really cover up the evidence and make sure that there's no lingering effect of him opening up the barrel.